Hej back till last, there's a slog. Snehava lobata lobatovapi. Snehava lobatovapi. Yagraniya dadikshaya. Tasmin goro sashishyastu. Devata shap apatet. The devata shap. What is the meaning of devata shap? Is demigod shap? Oh. Sneha dva lobato vapi.
Sneha na?
Sneha.
Sneha.
Yes. Sneha vashata va loba vashata. Je guru dikha vidi vyatirek mantra den evam bhalovasara khatire va konorup lobhera ashaya jini eirup bhave mantra grahan karen tahara ubhayei devatar abhishap prapt hon. Yes.
Suppose one is a devotee. He gets diksha. You give him diksha to a person. Sneha. Not considering his position, his earnestness, his yogyata.
Yes.
But because he is his own. In the flesh connection, he has got some affection towards him, so he gave diksha.
Mm-hmm.
No, not thinking that he is a real person to accept diksha.
Yes.
And also from the shishya, because he is my own bodily connection, I have got his affection, so I take diksha from him. That is from this body consideration. He is my own from body consideration.
Yes.
Or lobha, money, I shall get some money, or something I shall get in this mundane. Anyhow, the mundane connection with mundane connection, without proper method of real dikha, the transaction what is done only with mundane connection, there the oishap, there the
cursed,
the curse of the gods fall on them.
Demigods. Yeah.
Demigods means they are agent.
Yeah.
Necessarily, that is worldly transaction. So they are actuated by the higher power to deal with them unfavorably. But the real, no real transaction, but an imitation. Only higher power. Lobh means money or something else, or sneho means bodily connection, affection.
Yes.
The guru is not proper guru, shishya is not proper shishya.
Yes.
But an imitation transaction is there. Adikhaya. Adikhaya without diksha, proper diksha.
Yes.
That connection, that with the physical connection is established, and that invites the wrath of the natural religious.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Ayo antabhattu phalam tesaṁ tad-bhavat-talpa-medhasaṁ devaṁ deva-jaju-janti madhvakta-janti maṁ. As the transaction according to its quality has its reaction. That is the scientific explanation. The superficial transaction, imitation, is not proper diksha, and that has got a reaction, proper reaction. And no progress is possible there for the real spiritual realization or upliftment. Mundane transaction has received the consequence of mundane result, reaction.
Yes. Then there's another. Evam Guru Pasana. Evam Guru Pasanoi. Evam Guru Pasanoi Kabhaktya. Vidya Kutarena Shitena Dhira. Bibrishcha Jivashaya. Apramatta. Sampadya Chatmana. Sampadya Chatmana Pata. Sampadya Chatmanam Atha. Chajastram from Bhagavat. Evam Guru Pasana Oika Bhaktya Vidya Kutarena Shitena Dhira Bibrishcha Jivashayam Apramatta Sampadya Chatmanam Atha Chajastram.
What is the Bengali?
Sadguru Upasana Roop. Oikantiki Bhakti Dara Dhira Purush Vidya Thakure Trigonatak Linga Sharir Chedan Kurya Paramatha Sampati Lab Kuriben Evam Kore Sei Sampati Labhera Upai Sharup Gyana Kutar Keo Gyana Kutar Keo Puritya Kurya Pura Bhakti Lab Kuriben From 11th Canto Ekadasha Skanda.
A very wrong transaction is there, where he comes in contact with the real guru, then imbibing proper knowledge from him, he will apply that knowledge as kuthar means which cuts the wood.
The axe.
By the help of that axe, he will cut off the connection with that bad transaction previous, mundane transaction. And then he will leave the axe also.
Yes.
That is jealous mindedness. It will be independent to that.
Yes.
First he will, with the help of the knowledge, the knowledge of acts, he will mercilessly cut off the connection. And then he will leave the acts also, and he will cast himself exclusively in the service of the Lord. That is fully unconscious of his previous mundane guru connection. Completely indifferent, not any indirect connection with that.
Yes.
Gauri Hari Bol. Jai Gauri Hari Bol. What's the time?
8:15.
Should I ask Govinda Maharaj to get the
tapes?
Tapes from there.
I can manage it.
You can manage. But Bhagavan Acharya, they had much attraction for Mahaprabhu like Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
But they could not detect. Bhagavan Acharya could not detect. He is appreciating as a good poetry, a good stanza. Take more to Mahaprabhu. He has come with this poem. But he had no idea in the and Mahabhagavat designation Kaviraj Goswami. Mahabhagavat definition given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is that? Shastra Yukte Shunipun Dhirasraddha Jat. Shastra Yukte Shunipun Dhirasraddha Jat. Uttam Adhikari Sehi Taraye Samsa. So, those Mahabhagavat, Dhirasraddha, calm affinity, calm position, as well as well established in Siddhanta. Both Shabde Parita Nishnatam, that this type of Mahabhagavat, this Bhagavan Acharya, not much established in Shastra Gyan.
Yeah.
Shastra Yukte Shunipun. So, Shastra Yukte Shunipun Drihasraddha Jat. Shunipun Drihasraddha Jat. Uttam Adhikari Sehi Taraye Samsa. Our Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane, Drihasraddha Jat, Yaje.
I don't remember.
Madhyam
Adhikari. Madhyam,
so he had some faith. Some blind faith he had in Mahaprabhu, but it is not what well established in proper understanding. Bhagavan Acharya was a Brahmin of respectable family, and still he had some affinity and some faith in Mahaprabhu. And so he was respected by the followers as Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
But he was not well established in the Siddhanta. That what is Mayavad, what is the Shuddha Bhakti,
yes.
Lago Bhakti, all these things, differentiation. Not. So now things are coming.
Yes, of course. Sorry, I missed the part.
We have kept your Puran, we have kept your orders. We have obeyed your orders. The ghost of the soldiers in Chalitka. He is it, Pura, we have kept your order. You have given up our life. We wanted through Caucasus to come to India, and the Romans will come to India through this side, and Japan with that side, the Subhashpos, and India, they both will meet Japan and China. They will meet in India, that was their policy. But man proposes, God disposes. Napoleon told, I am not defeated by any person, but my destiny. My destiny has defeated me, none else. The modern historians say that Napoleon had some bad headache. One experienced doctor told me, in my young age, I had only 55 beats. I told to the doctor, I had 55, generally it should be 72, normal. But in young days, I was in good health, but only 55. Because I, from previous life, perhaps I practiced some yoga. Anyhow, 55. The doctor told Napoleon had 36 on beach. And so he could have a good sleep only 5 minutes on the horseback. That was his qualification. On the horseback for 5 minutes, he can have a good sleep, Napoleon. And Napoleon had a headache. I also had that. What is that headache? It is migraine. Half portion. The brainy fellow, they have got that disease. 2 or 3 doctors told me, the experts. This is a disease generally found with the person who has got the good brain. And this doctor told that Napoleon had such severe migraine, so much so that he fainted. 2 or 3 days in a month he fainted. And anyhow, his enemy had that clue. And when he was fainted, at that time, Wellington and the others attacked him. And he was dead, like dead, and captured. I was told by some students, good students of historia, in the Wellington, the then general of the British, he was also a very good general. There is much admiration about his most scientific general. And like mathematics, he used step by step, he had planned, and he must do that. So Napoleon, and that Wellington, contemporary general of Napoleon, he was not a non-qualified man, a good qualified man. So whatever he would make plan, surely he will do that. But the question of Napoleon was another thing. He was a genius. Whenever he will present in the battle, none will be able to defeat him. His victory is sure. No question of the of any power, soldiers or weapons or anything. He had the knack. He defeated the general of the other party by the power of his brain planning. Going this side, this side, that side, in this way he used to puzzle the brain of the other leader. That was his tactics. His fight, not with the soldiers, but with the general of the other party. And he was a genius. He moved in such a way. Sometimes this side, they come to us. Sometimes this side, this, that side. The puzzle, the other party's general brain is puzzled and march on. That was his policy. So he was a genius. Wherever he would be present, no chance of anybody to conquer him. His victory is sure in himself. That is the opinion of the historians. No question of any power, the number of soldiers, or weapons, or this or that. That was it. They used to puzzle the brain of the conductor of the other party. That was his war. The general against the general, and not soldiers against soldiers much. Very tactful. When the British captured him and took in a cage and wanted to make him a show in the on the streets, just as a big tiger or lion, something like that, in an iron cage, Napoleon was put and show was arranged. But Napoleon, he did he stooped so low to the lowest level, and without caring for his present position, he thought that he would be such a great man in such a position, like a beast he is going to be shown, he would die mentally. But he adjusted in such a way, he began to talk with those that came to see him out of curiosity in such a way that the British found that he is sowing the seed of revolution there, encouraging for socialism. You must have power. The people must have power in their own hand. That was the subject of his talking to those that used to come to see him, that the lion had been caught and being shown through the streets of England. When they found this, he rapidly taken him and put him to the St. Helena. St. Helena. And there, the very modern exposition, that he was injected arsenic. And before his death, he asked his guardian doctor, "Feeling much pain, doctor. I am feeling severe pain, doctor. In this way, he had to breathe his last. Because the recent, discovery in a piece something, Napoleon's tomb, his hairs were there still. And the examination of the hair has proved that he was injected arsenic. So quite to give from hair, it was proved very recently. Napoleon. First general was Hannibal in Africa. Second, Alexander. Or they are all generals. Third, Julius Caesar. And the fourth, Napoleon. And the fifth, I think, maybe Hitler. Though now they are very jealous of him. But after some time, the historians will come to give this. His organization was very wonderful. There's so much quick arrangement for quickness, that is blitzkrieg in their language, vidyut, lightning war, and mechanized war. Two things introduced by Hitler. Mechanized. I followed when Hitler attacked France. First attempt, it came with Poland, Danzig. First it began in Saar, a place between France and Germany. There would be a plebiscite, that is the effect of the First Great War. And according to the vote, whether it will go to Germany or to France, it will be settled. But Saar came to Germany, first victory. Second, Rhineland. When there was some, England was busy in coronation, but at sixth, George the Sixth, he took possession of the Rhineland, was without soldiers. It was a condition of the First Great War. The Rhineland, there must not be any soldier put in placing. So he captured Rhineland and put soldiers there. They ignored. So easily none can want to enter into war, especially with furious German people. Then the third, he took Czechoslovakia, Austria, and the fourth, Czechoslovakia. Some portion, the German population was included within Czechoslovakia. And the Germans must be German. In this way, a portion of Czechoslovakia was taken back. At that time also, Chamberlain was was prime minister in that. All requesting him, what you are sleeping. You are sleeping, France and other territories are requesting England. You are then taking no note. Then where it will go? So then fifth Poland, Danzig, I want Danzig, a corridor, straight. There, of course, they came. Chamberlain and the friends, they all mentioned them. Then Hitler made non-aggression pact with Russia. After Poland taken a war, they began. And within a few weeks, Poland was finished, and the pact of non-aggression between Hitler and Poland was divided into two. Then, after passing the winter, the next summer we attacked both through Denmark and Norway. And how he could reach the Narvik, the last point of Norway's northern corner. They could not detect it anyhow. How so far he reached so soon. Anyhow, then first month it was finished. The next month he took Holland, Belgium, and a portion of France, the War of Flanders. And then French, Belgium, and British, three army combined, and was defeated. Our helpless, were most hopelessly defeated the combined army of France, British and Belgium. At that time America told the greatest world ever fought in the world is this fight of Flanders. I remember it. Such a great battle have been never seen in the history, previous history, the Battle of Flanders. Then next month he began his capturing France. France was fully prepared for the first great war, for the tank. The pyramids were a boundary, and with pyramids, the tank may not have. Then the details was given in newspaper. The Hitler's soldiers came in some afternoon and began the pencil of dynamite. We began to put into the pyramids, to demolish them. Then cut a road. And then, in a circular way, the forces began to move. Like a fan, the newspapers dealt in such way. They began in this way, the mechanized army began to move in this way and encroaching the France. They are coming and those that are dead and the others, they are being led on, and the fresh coming in this way. They are coming and that are wounded in the fight or defected, whether the lorry or the tank or the motors. They're going in that way, and then that is taken away, or they are repaired or anything, and the fresh coming in this way, like a fan moving and a cutting, and began to enter into France. At that time, Pétain was the general, Pétain or something, Pétain. He found that it is impossible to fight. So he came for a truce. He saw that our beautiful country will be transformed into desert. So he came. But Darla, not Darla, Darla and Pete. Darla was the Navy General and Pete the Land General. They, both of them, perhaps together, they surrendered to Hitler. And this De Gaulle, he fled to England. And he demanded that, no, France has not. It's coming, again we shall go and fight and recover. And this, the Darla went to, and by this time America is coming to help the British power, British this Allied power. And they tried to land their soldiers in South Africa, the French territory there. And Darla went there, and Darla was by a visitor, he was stabbed in the throat and died. And Pete, he surrendered the France, he left, took possession of the whole France. And now they thought the next attack will come to England necessarily. But there was some difference in Hitler's camp. One Hess, he was an astrologer, an astrologer. He told, westward we have got possibility of success, but not eastward. But Hitler told, no, I shall jump into England, crossing the sea with all my force. And if Russia comes from back, then what will be our position? And he was already a very against Russia, against communism. Hitler was the hater of the communistic nation. And Russia also at that time, perhaps for fear of future Germany, after attaining victory coming victorious from England, Russia began to construct this air base, that Poland throughout the boundary, many air bases began to construct. So Hitler had doubt. So he thought that we must attack Russia first, leaving aside British. So that the British, America, France, they may not help Russia. So she came to take possession of an island near Dardanelles, that is Crete. And there also the Allied Party, the France, the British, the Americans also combined at that time. They had got full power there, military position. But still fighting with them, he took that Crete island. That was Olbut, and wonderful fight there. The gliders came from Greece. He had to take Greece then. Greece was fighting with Italy from long time. Italy could not conquer Greece. They are very brave soldiers. But when Hitler joined, there was the Alps between Germany and the Greece, perhaps. Napoleon told previously, there will be no Alps. That is a saying. if there is, there will no arts, no something. And Hitler told that the owl stands on the earth, blow it out. So they did something like that. Some portion of the mountain was blown out and came to Greece. Grecian soldiers fought very bravely. Hitler was very much satisfied with their valor. And he ordered, and they were taken captive, but Hitler ordered that they are brave soldiers, so they should be allowed to keep sword with them. Though in prison, but they would be allowed to keep their sword with them. I honored them in this way. Then the screech fighting, the gliders, then false persons of mom, everybody, gala, mombati.
Wax
sometimes. As a imitation man.
Yes.
Coming from the
paratroopers. Jumping by parachute.
Imitation man coming there fighting and in the middle of that real man also coming down.
Yeah.
In this way they took up position on the shore, and then Navy was sent, and they are not less strong, hard fight. The Navy, the gliders, the parachutes and the bombing, all this dive bombers was another thing, Hitler's. And Roosevelt or someone at that time, he told that Hitler is frightening us with dive bombers. Dive bomber means from high, just they can close their paka, plumes, or what is that?
Wings.
And come nearer to the ship and bombing, straight going up, and very quickly, the dive bombers. They are very furious and for dinner.
Yes.
When that Norway was captured, then British tried hard, to enter into that Baltic. What is that? Sea? Baltic. Tried hard to enter into Baltic, but could not. That bombing. The British Navy, there's a famous Navy, British, tried hard most to enter into Baltic and to attack Germany from the northern side. But that Falcon, a Falcon type aeroplanes began to bomb in such a hard way, they could not advance. And Hood, one of the great Navy named Hood, that was lost there, no trace. They could not have any trace in such way that the Hood disappeared. Whole Navy, so many things around it. Navy means a big life, then the aeroplanes, then light boats, then cruisers, and all these combined the Navy. The whole thing was lost in this way. The creed was also, anyhow, it was captured. That Denham entered into Dardanelles to help Russia. But American help came other side. And the America was intact, money, food, then food, so many things, whatever was necessary for Russia at that time. And that Blitzkrieg was a failure. Blitzkrieg when Vidyut Yuddha, lightning war, that is successful in a small area, All other battle was in a small area. So in no time he could manage. But now he has a vast land. So as long as he goes still remaining, they are going back. So this blitzkrieg, that is lightning war, was not successful in the vast land. So he had to come down gradually. Rasiya also gave a hard fight and big generals of Hitler could not pierce through the front line in Rasiya first. But one Mr. Bock, he suddenly, when he was made general, unknown man, Bock, he suddenly broke down Russian front and 200 miles entered in a few hours. And at that time, Stalin was a little afraid. And so the hateful or the contemptible enemies had entered our heart, home, and we must oppose with all our might in this way. Stalin began to. These are the. Gaur Hari Bol, all this recorded.
Yes.
Our experience from here. Parakshavad. Pratyaksha and Paraksha. This is within Parakshava.
Yes.
Not Pratyaksha knowledge of my own experience. But that is the experience collected from others' experience. Knowledge collected from others' experience. Paraksha. Hare Krishna. First and second great war. First great war, 1914. I was then at Alvada, 18 or so, 18, 19. And the second God, I had not, I was here also. It was I was in the mart. 45 or so it was closed with atom bomb in Japan, Hiroshima. It came to finish. Japan, on the other hand, began to told very boldly, we are prepared for 100 years of war and we shall conquer the whole world. The Westerners, they will fight with each other and will be finished. And I shall conquer the whole world, must help you. And that was their ambitious. But the atom bomb,
yes,
put to stop all this boost. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, atom bomb. And before this, Hitler once told mysterious powers are working in my favor, even by his expression, as it was in newspaper. Mysterious powers are working in my favor, but let God save me from such heinous action. With this, the Allied Party, they thought that everyone is trying for an atom bomb and something, this another thing, atom bomb and another death ray. They are making experiments. By this saying, statement of Hitler, they found that Hitler has come very near to atom bomb. So now what is